Mä oon purista kuuluu se polokan tahti, jalkani pohjii kutkutti. Ievan äiti se tyttö se vahti, vaan kyllähän Ieva se jutkutti. Sillä ei meitä silloin kiellot haittaa, kun me tanssimme laijasta laitaa. Saliveli hipputtu, kuttappu, täppy, tipput hiljalleen. Ievan suu oli vehnäisellä, koimmeiset tonne toivotti. Pää oli märkänä jokaisella ja viulu se vonkuja voivotti. Ei tätä poikoo märkyys haittaa, sillä kalaskoo lajiasta laitaa. Salivili hipput, tipput, tappu, täppy, tipput hiljalleen. Ievan äiti se tammaarissa virsiä veisata huijutti. Kun tämä poika naapuurissa ämmän tyttöä nuijutti. Eikä tätä poikoo ämmät haittaa, sillä kalaskoo lajiasta laitaa. Salivili hipput, tupput, tappu, täppy, tipput hiljalleen. Helipate, 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 hillaa, helipate, helipate, helipampaa. Jali tuli jallaa, tali tuli jallaa, tili tuli, tili tuli, tili tontaa. Vali tuli jallaa, tili tuli tallaa, tili tuli.
Happy. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the good studio. And this is our new studio. We're in the garage lovely. Right now. We've rebuilt everything. It's amazing.
That TV's new as well.
That's a new TV.
It's exactly the same price it used to be. I was very careful about that.
It's so much better. It's really what I wanted. Still got Semler though. sorry about that. And we've got another corner in the garage. It looks a lot. Look at that. It's massively different. So yeah, no, we're not wasted. All right, yeah, guys, so you're joining us for the meeting. Basically, we've been offline for a couple of months, and I've literally been running around doing business development, if you can call it that, along with all the other stuff. So the reason we're still in the original studio is two reasons. One of them is that the Asus ROG tournament we're holding at the house is going to be using what was going to be the new studio room, so we have to keep that clean. The only reason actually there is an Asus ROG additional tournament was because we didn't charge too much to Asus, and so they actually had budget left over, and they came to us and said, can we do something else? And we were like, why not put up some more prize money? StarCraft 2, go for it. And Asus ROG were like, fuck yeah, let's do some more tournaments. So by being not assholes and charging a good price, we've raised another 10,000 for StarCraft 2, which is good. And the other reason is my business development side of things. So if you can call the studio in three phases, we're in phase one. Phase two would have been the garage, etc. And phase two is the garage. And phase three is going to be an office. And the office will have three different studios in it. Along with three different studios, there are three new employees that will be joining us for the good studio for content and other stuff when we go to phase three. So phase three happens if everything that I've been working off pulls off, which is unfortunately didn't happen in time to come back to you guys with phase three ready, and it's about 2 to 3 weeks away. So we're waiting on that. You guys can probably guess how that money is being raised, etc. It's for projects that I'm working on, and part of those projects will obviously be the studio, which will be, yeah, we'll be moving into an office in Stockholm, and we're looking to do something a little bit more special than what we do already. So you can guess who the employees are and all that other shit, and I can't say too much more about that. And Robert's in chat going, yeah. NDA.
I waved for him. What's up, Robert?
Yeah, and part of that does incorporate the other stuff that I do. So if you've heard me talk about games and shit, then that also incorporates. So that's why we're still here, because I've been semi-awesome, but I haven't been awesome enough to finish. How is everybody?
Good, man.
Missed the microphones?
Yeah, I don't know. Scriff,
Alliance,
you know?
Shirt.
Still spastic.
Huh?
Alliance shirt, Semler.
Yeah, Semler fucking hosted... People probably don't know this. Semler hosted Mists of Pandaria launch in Stockholm.
Fucking Vikings, man. Swedes. Because originally I was supposed to wear a panda shirt for the whole thing, and it was like, cool, okay, I can wear a panda shirt. And then he comes out the last day, he's like, wait, by the way, we need you to wear this shirt. And he sends me an Alliance shirt. I was like, fuck that shit, I'm not wearing that. I wouldn't be caught dead wearing a lion shirt. And he's like, well, think of it as Sweden colors, Swedish colors, because we had to actually wear the shirt. So I was sporting Swedish colors, Scriff. So fuck you.
Yeah, okay.
How are you, Apollo?
Good, thanks. I think it's really changing my world. It's all the same.
Lots of events.
Lots of events, lots of casting, lots of playing.
Yeah. Scriff.
Yeah, I'm sick.
You haven't done the same.
What?
Oh, you're sick.
Yeah, I'm sick.
Ah. What's wrong with you?
I'm out. No, I miss, like, a cold. It was fun in Valencia, though. Free trip, I guess.
Life is good.
Yeah, life is good.
Okay. Sorry you're sick, Scriff.
Thank you. You're not sorry.
He's not sorry.
Do we have a camera for Wepaz and Trance? Is that plugged in? I bet it's not.
Yeah.
Hey,
Trance.
He's got a mic and shit.
Spin it. Spin it.
Hey, did you know, James, that since Trance, before the studio came back, took so much shit about wearing Puma clothing, he's now changed to Adidas?
Hey, I'm giving them a shot. Sorry.
Wait, you gotta show the gold chain, man.
You guys can leave
zip
your
it down
feet.
A little bit.
You guys.
I have a t-shirt on, though.
Yeah, I know, true Romanian style, man.
How is Wepaz not in that shot?
Yeah, Wepaz, you're so thin that I think you're in the shot, but I can't see you.
Yeah.
I can't believe Trance just flashed his chest hair.
This is, yeah. If you ever seen Wepaz stream Dota 2, we do apologize.
We're wait, the mic is off.
Oh, the mic's been off the whole time. Brilliant.
So they got no context why Trance just showed his chest hair.
Yeah. Wait, still off?
So Trance, how was Valencia for you? Is it fun?
Yeah.
I heard you bumped into Romanian prostitutes.
No comment.
I saw Robert hanging around with him a little bit.
It's true, there's a lot of them there. And last year...
It's still off, man.
It's still off.
There's spam in chat right now.
We're missing epic stories. We forgot how to run a
fucking
studio.
Dude, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure now it's on. I'm pretty fucking sure.
Blame the producer. Dude,
I like it how you still got your zip down on your chest.
We're good. Hey, it's on.
It's on.
Yeah, we forget this stuff. My bad. You know, take a break.
Good job.
Anyways, yeah, I'm not going to comment on that side of things. It's unnecessary.
So funny, because it was random. Wherever we go, whenever we go to strip clubs, there's always someone from Romania there. And somehow
not someone.
We have to bring Trance just because...
Dude, it's not someone. It's 95% of them.
It's really funny having Trance when you go and you bump into like Romanian prostitutes or Romanian strippers and stuff, because he doesn't tell them he can speak Romanian. And then we get all the inside information. And what did they say about...
Some very mind-blowing conversations about extra euros and stuff like that.
It's amazing, man.
Apparently...
Because, I don't know, I think you met him at a club, actually, like a real club. I didn't know the story. And apparently, I just asked Trance, what were they saying? They said, like, these guys are foreigners that take them for everything they've got.
No. It wasn't like that. It was more like... arguing what kind of price they should make if they wanted like a strip dance or lap dance, you know, like for as a couple of guys. And one was like, yeah, I think this. And the other one was like, fuck no, I want this. And then yeah, nobody got anything because we just left.
Yeah.
So
they found a pic of you in chat, by the way.
Oh, really?
I know which one.
Yeah, classic. I'm sorry, but my gold cross, man, I'm like... Wait, let's show it. I'm levels behind this guy, man. It's like, what the fuck? Look at mine. It's like the poor man's cross. You see that shit? It's like, nah. I don't want to go that way. It's like too much. Wow. It's going to break my back.
What's happening?
Is that real gold, Trance?
Probably. From gypsies, man. They love gold. Right. More than Singh does.
More than Singh.
Yeah. So, okay then. You guys just basically, all you need to know is we're waiting to go... to accelerate to stage three of the studio, which involves other projects of mine, and other people will be involved, and stage two is just going to wait for a moment. If the stage three doesn't happen, we just go into stage two and just still take everything a little bit better. So we'll wait on that, but we need to start doing our content that's going to appear up until probably we move or December or whenever we get bored of ourselves. Oh, we got new internet, by the way. We should start off that. We've got a gigabyte connection.
I want to do this. Oh, wait.
Trans.
On your PC. Run a speed test. Run a speed test.
What? Who?
Oh, on your PC. Gonna put it on your screen. Yeah.
I need to.
Doesn't that give our IP address away to everyone?
Yeah, it does. We don't care. We're good. We don't care.
Oh my god.
Just fucking run it. I posted it earlier on Twitter. It was the same thing.
Speed test.
I need this, man. That's like my porn.
Yeah, let's give our IP address.
I mean, come on. After all the 6 months of pain we've been through, like 4Gs, crappy ADSLs, we finally get something good.
Wait, give me a minute. Where should I go? Stockholm?
Yeah, I can try Stockholm. Then we can try Frankfurt. We can try whatever, man. Just click it. D does that. Yeah, you're welcome, guys. You're welcome. Oh, okay. Wait, what? I'm disappointed, man. I have like 600 of mine.
This is very sad.
And this is all done while we stream, right?
So we're streaming live, and that's what we get.
Trying this shit last time, we'll just break our router. Okay. Like
ping, 0 MS.
Yeah.
So basically, if it takes... How many meg does it to stream for us? Is that
only like 3, not even 3.
So 3 meg. So Apollo, you need to stream 50 streams at once.
We could all download as much as we want, stream as much as we want, and probably still be able to handle the good studio.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everybody streams, no problem.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Good stuff.
So, yeah, that's our new internet, so that we're able to do content in, like, 60 FPS if we need to.
Well, 60 FPS like should be fine.
Basically, we should have a problem, right, Chance?
No, we shouldn't.
No problem.
I'm already running this on 60, so I think we're going to stick with 60, to be honest.
This is on 60 FPS
right now?
Yeah, it is.
I stream in 90 FPS.
You stream in 90 FPS? Why does Apollo stream in 90 FPS and you only stream in 60?
Did he listen to what he said? Like, come on. I know you're trying, but no. Apollo. Only a caster. He's only a caster. His words. What was it? I'm only a caster, right?
Move.
I can't do
move
this. What did you say? Come on, say it again.
What?
You on stream earlier.
I heard you
whining.
Don't even know the context of that.
But that's what you said, man.
But you
doesn't
don't know
matter.
What it means.
It's the truth. You're only a caster. You should always remember that. I'm only a caster.
You're only
a
producer.
This is the greatest way
exactly.
to start this
but
show.
But he's only a caster.
Like Trance and Apollo are going to be going at it. We're going to have a 1v1 Dota 2 show off.
By the way, look, you got angry. You got fucking angry at Apollo the other day and challenged him to a 1v1 Dota 2 game, I remember.
It was not really the other day. It was more like 3 months ago. But okay.
So I remember it.
We're going to have to let that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A day ago.
I didn't even play the game, Edwin.
Well, now you can play it. You should start playing more with us.
Can we get on with the meeting?
Yes, back on track.
Okay. Like, this isn't part of it or anything.
Holy shit, that guy just spammed a lot of emo... at the same time, don't I? Alright, so the arena for the support of what we're doing, BLC, Quake, StarCraft 2, Dota will always carry on with the arena. The extra things we're going to be doing, which, because we did some talks with sponsors and they're happy, and you guys know that because you're happy, we're happy, everyone's fucking happy. We're doing the $10,000 Asus ROG, which is a product of the first Asus ROG be doing well and everything worked out nicely. We're also going to be doing a $10,000 StarCraft 2 tournament ourselves, not Asus ROG. It'll be primarily, I guess, online, focused around Europe and America, I guess. Apollo and Semler are going to design that tournament. And it won't be until, I guess, later this year.
No.
So it's... We've got a lot of time to sort that out. So we're going into bigger content, which is what we wanted to do. In Dota 2, we're going to be doing a $2,500 tournament. Yes, we are.
What's more?
No, 2.5 to start with. Chance, it's not more unless you want to put up money. Fucking asshole.
Pretty sure it's more, but never mind.
We're going to start at 2,500. Dota 2 tournament, Trance, as a test run. And then, potentially, we already are, but then we go up to our $10,000 tournament. So, Dota 2, StarCraft 2, going to be a little bit of a focus here, since we have StarCraft 2 dudes, and we're going to get better at Dota 2. Wepaz, how are you at Dota 2?
What the fuck? I don't know, I'm getting better, I hope. I just need to commentate more, so that gets better as well.
Well done. I'm proud of you to talk into the microphone. obviously with Phase 3, you can probably guess, since we have quite a good StarCraft 2 team, we might focus on getting some Dota 2ers in the studio. Ba-da-boom. So you can speculate there. The good shows, we'll be coming back with those regularly on Tuesdays. Learn to Play with QPad. We're still signed to do them, but do people still want to watch Learn to Plays, or is it boring now? Wait.
Are you asking us, or are you asking the chat?
I'm asking everybody. We won't be picking up Toby. He's not that good of a commentator. I want Learn to Play. Fairly boring. Boring. Move on. What's your opinion?
I think that since we got the internet now, and Apollo is starting to stream a lot more, and
Learn to Play becomes kind of
Our personal streams, yeah. Because we're gonna have the.
That's what I think. Yeah. All right. In that case, that's. Keypad were at the fucking house today. We didn't even bring it up with them. what would be fun?
Oh, I like this guy. Stockholm Beer and Whiskey Festival live stream. Yeah. Good idea, Vic Ped.
Feels sad because we didn't get to the end of our Learn to Plays. But I do agree. Like, when you stream Dota 2, we can just be like, you know, a couple times a week, just be like more educational. Apollo, you're always teaching people wonderful things.
Some call me the Messiah.
Some call you the Messiah.
Messiah of what?
And then Quake, the thing about Quake is like, I could do a couple more of those to get to the end of the series, making sure that we go into some maps and stuff. Yeah. We'll work on the QPad, we'll give him something cool. You guys haven't, I have no idea. You guys? I mean, I don't know, like, show matches instead, where we just do...
Apollo versus Assembly Bridge to Rail, that never did happen.
Let's just take QPad money and go to tournament as the good house.
Take like QPad Dota money, go to tournament as the good studio.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the other thing is, after we do the StarCraft 2 and Dota 2... $10,000 tournaments, which is still going to take, we have to fit them into the schedules, etc. We're looking at a Counter-Strike Go for the same prize money. The prize money's already been raised, we just have to make sure we get from A, B, C, D and move along. So we're going to give Counter-Strike Go a shot. The main reason is, it's like, there's some good teams out there. It can use some, in my opinion, use some growth, and yeah. If we can help bring some exposure. A lot of the other good things about it, Counter-Strike Go is a lot of pros in Stockholm. Get Right said he'd happily come on the shows and stuff like that. So, we'll see how that goes. So, our Counter-Strike Go will be a little bit later, and hopefully, yeah, it's going to be good. Right, we'll work on the Learn to Play stuff. The game review show will be part of Phase 3 because that involves another employee, which has already been lined up. Can't be bothered doing it ourselves, we're really busy. Reborn is also part of Phase 3, so you can kind of figure out how that all ties together. But basically, yeah, that's part of the bigger picture for the studio and everybody that we're involved in, so... when something happens, there will be a public announcement of James Toogood Harding raised money, and it's of this amount, and you'll be like, well, that's just...
And the next
stupid day,
all system blockades in Sweden, Stockholm ran out of alcohol.
Literally.
Semler and Toogood raided them.
Why is everybody asking me about the website?
Yes, Semler, you're in charge.
I'm obviously in charge of the website.
We actually have someone here who's working on the website. One of our volunteers is Leper, but he's not working on the Gachu website.
He's
working
on
another
website
for us. but it's no one's had any time to work with any of the volunteers lately, which really sucks, but it's awesome anyway. So we got a new sponsor lined up for the beginning of next year in Q1. So that content, I won't talk about that yet, or the sponsor, but when that happens. The mouse pads are now going to be available. QPad are going to be doing our mouse pads. I don't know. They just have a standard price for any mouse pad of that material or whatever they sell. So that's going to become available when we come a couple of weeks, week. I don't know. I need to speak to them. They were here.
Yeah, regarding Bloodline Champions real quick, we're still going to be doing tournaments for that. So, I mean, there's still going to be BLC content.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to continue always like supporting Quake and BLC. Yeah. But basically, like, StarCraft 2 and Dota 2 are the ones that are growing in terms of that's where the sponsors want to put their money. Yeah. So we're going to be doing that for people. Yeah.
And we're also going to be sending all the mouse pads
we're
due. Yeah,
also that. We have the list. We have our list of people we need to send, you know,
swag. We've just been traveling a lot. And
oh, yeah.
Hopefully in the next
week,
they're going to start shipping.
Yeah. So that's going to be going out very soon.
The mouse pads also are going to become available with the QPad shop. I don't think they're on there yet. We didn't even tell them we were doing a show today, etc. So they were meant to be on sale when we came back. So I didn't tell them because I was busy. But they're going to be available over the next week. The other thing that we're going to be doing is the Good Studio currently does all its own content. We've done some other people's content, but not really. We've had Apollo stream from here for like TSL, but he was only on Skype.
MLG, that sort of shit.
Yeah. So we are going to be opening up to do other people's content, which basically means that people like Iron Squid, Star Ladder, stuff like that. So even if we don't create our own huge amount of content, we're going to be able to cover other people's from here. That really goes into phase 3, where it's a lot more possible, because in phase 3, there will be a dedicated studio for like StarCraft 2 with Apollo. There will probably be one for Dota 2, and then there'll be one for like talk shows and have like a lot of seating on it as well.
Trust us with their shit.
Yeah, and apart from me doing the game as well as the studio, I'm starting two new projects, which are unannounced, which help esports in an awesome way. I can't talk about them. But that's what I've been working on for 2 months, is building new projects plus studio plus the game. And that's why I've been not doing anything for like 2 months. But everything's falling into place. And this is my amazing notepad, by the way, where I design everything. So when I go on an aeroplane and I design a Dota 2 tournament, it looks like that. And then I redesign it. And then I work out that it doesn't work, and I scrap it.
Talk more about Reborn. You want to say anything more about Reborn?
Reborn, originally, we were willing to work on Reborn just because it was something that we were all working on, and then someone came to me and said, what have you been doing? I said, I've been doing this. They said, that sounds good. And they're like, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to do this. And they said, how much would that cost? And I was like, and they said, okay. Give us lots of information over 2 months, and then if it looks good by the end of it, maybe we just give you stuff and you can do it. I was like, sweet. So yeah, like, I don't know how much I'm allowed to say without fucking ruining my chances. Maybe I've said too much, and now they're like, fuck it, this guy's crazy.
I think you've been pretty good.
And no plans to get a haircut. Yeah.
You want to explain your strategy behind the haircut?
Huh?
You want to explain your strategy behind the haircut?
It isn't a haircut. I haven't got a cut.
Okay.
Yeah, cool story, right? It's taken a lot of my time. Basically, I've been like a real business person for 2 months. It's been so much fun. I've done documents. Some of them have been excessive.
Are you saying you actually done work?
No. No, dude, it's great. Yeah.
It was kind of like work, but it was pretty bad. No, it was awesome. Apollo, want to come in?
Save me.
Stop reading chat.
I can't read chat.
I don't know how much I'm allowed to fucking say about this fucking shit. That's the thing. Like, god damn it.
Can't really say anything. Can we, we can't really say more about the tournament either, the LAN, the Aces LAN. We've got 3 announced players. We got more coming. We were talking with the Keypad Cats today about that. So
yeah,
Keypad Cats.
Yeah. And I went to Valencia to sit in on the eSport Valencia Summit.
Yeah, how was your Valencia stay? How was the summit for you?
Minus.
It was all right.
What did you think of it?
I mean, I think the sound was crystal clear, but that's just me.
I played a lot of Dota 2. Don't even try. So. But I played Dota 2 to clear my mind before I have to work again. I hit all my deadlines. That's the point. I went to eSport Valencia Summit. What was the question? People were flaming me for playing lots of Dota 2, but I have done, yeah. What was the question?
The question was like, how was Valencia for you?
So basically, the eSports Summit was a bunch of people that were meant to talk about eSports, and it was absolute bullshit, in my opinion. I was listening to Dustin Browder, who else was there? Simon from Wargaming.net.
Oh, I heard you love that guy.
Some psychopathic lady at the end that was like, yeah, love eSports. eSports is great. And then this French guy from Nado who made Shoot Mania and Alex who hadn't been involved in game development, but he's a really nice guy from Na'Vi. And I sat there listening to them talk about games and eSports, and I just thought to myself, they don't have a fucking clue what the hell they're talking about. And I left the conference because I was so angry at their responses. I just thought they were so ill-educated on eSports going in as like game developers. Even Dustin Browder, who, by the way, when I met him, I told him he rocks. he didn't get it. but I actually walked out of the eSports Summit because I was angry at them, especially that Simon guy from Wargaming. That was just weird.
World of Tanks,
yeah. And they just missed so many crucial points of the conversation, like free to play in an eSport game. Why? Like, they didn't even bring up the whole point of one of the best things around marketing in eSports when you have a free to play game is when you do an eSport event and you get all these people looking at it, they all, like, there's going to be new people and they're going to be like, oh, I want to try that out. And when you have no barrier of entry, they can just go into the game. If you're like, oh, that's cool, StarCraft 2, and then you go, oh, yeah, but it's €35, they don't go in. And when they're in-game and it's free, there's always something different to buy. And they were just like, I just went mental. And there was a meeting afterwards, a meal after the Valencia Summit, and I didn't go to it because I already got in a fight with the first meeting. At the first meal we had, where there was this, they brought everybody in and they invited me, and I ended up just getting into like fights with people.
Who?
I don't want to say.
Jay, come on, no fluff, no fluff.
Nah, whatever. And yeah, and then the whole panel where they had everybody from ESL, DreamHack, IPL, everyone was just sat there going, I'm not going to say anything specific about what I think is important in eSports, because if I say I think this is important to grow eSports, then I obviously would consider that important to grow my business. So the whole panel was just basically like, yeah, we're all sat here, and Red Light brought up the question, wouldn't a tour be great where everyone's connected and like MLG is a major, and so when people watch like eSports, it doesn't matter what tournament you're watching, you know it matters to the World Championships. And that's something which is obvious. And I designed that kind of tour with Bloodline Champions over a couple years back, where you use different events and you put them all together. But it's never going to happen. It's not. And so the whole panel sat there basically like not really wanting to say anything of importance apart from maybe 10 to 20%. And I left that panel as well. That was boring. I came back in and smoked. And then the only panel that was really good, in my opinion, was the one with Simon from CBSI, Kevin, COO of Twitch TV, and and Tossbot, because they actually had a different, they actually had good input from, not an outside perspective, but from an advertisement perspective in terms of what needed to happen in terms of that. And it was good. That was a good panel. I can't remember the other ones. Sorry, I was very underwhelmed.
Oh, that's good.
What else did you
do? Yeah, Simon from CBSI was really fucking good. People agree. Yeah, he was really good. Huh?
What else did you do at Valencia?
I played in the Dota 2 tournament. Came top four. Top four finish. That's an international tournament. Barely lost out to Fnatic. We did Roshan level one, and then unfortunately Wepez was in charge of in-game leading, which meant that Wepez basically was looking at bottom lane after we killed Roshan, and then said, "Let's go top." But he obviously meant bottom, because he was looking at bottom lane. So me and Bumblebee go top, Scriff and you go bottom.
Because he typed the bottom fucking
afterwards, and then we lost. I was like, don't believe.
You said the day before that you were supposed to do the in-game leading?
Huh?
And you didn't. We said the day before, right? That you were supposed to do the in-game leading.
Well, yeah, but you came up with the strat, and then after the strat, you were like, this is the next strat. And then I was like, oh, okay. So I was like, well, it's working, so continue. Because I didn't come up with level one Roshan, that was you. And then pushing mid tower, I would have just gone back to lanes. And I was like, oh, we're going mid. And I was like, okay. And then I just carried on. I just kept following you, and it was blind following the blind. But yeah, top four finish. I think we won prize money.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Let's donate it to something.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll probably never claim it. I mean, it's Spain. Just let them have it. They need it in the time of need. Anything else? Meeting's kind of 33 minutes long now. Apollo, can you stop reading chat and just smiling?
I'm not reading
there's
chat.
There's no chat.
What are you doing?
I don't have chat.
There's no chat.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
No, they don't have anything.
You said this before.
See the camera.
Oh.
Not reading chat.
I've got chat. Oh, cat updates.
Semler killed them all.
It's only right if we send it over to Semler to tell you the long version of what happened to the kittens.
Well, so you put the oven at 275.
It's not funny, Semler.
I like my microwave.
Nah, they grew up. They grew up and moved out. We gave away two of them to the neighbors. So there was a little. There's a girl and her grandma or something that are living across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl really wanted a kitten, so we ended up giving Zochi and Ari over to her. Ari still kind of pops around the house every once in a while to steal food, but Zochi hasn't come back at all, so we're assuming she's pretty happy over there.
Mingles is still with us.
Mingles is fucking big now.
She's not small. We reckon she's pregnant again.
No. She's getting heavy, man. No. She's like...
She just grew old.
She's becoming a madam, you know? Like, it's not Miss Mingles anymore.
The only one that we can really... I guess we're just going to blame you for the sake of everyone already has. Yeah, there's Jaeger. Jaeger was the most wild and hasn't come back. And then the one that we're really sad about is Major. Because Major, he was as big as Mingles, man.
Retarded.
He was big. But the thing is Major apparently started going out for longer periods. So he'd go out for 6 hours and he'd come back. And then sometimes he'd be gone for like a day and a half
Towards the end,
and then Major decided it was time to go into the battlefield and...
They grow up and, you know...
He literally just left and then he never came back.
He never came back. So, don't know what happened with Major.
Major was amazing, because as soon as you picked him up, he'd purr.
Yeah, he was a cool cat.
And he always tries to nudge his face against
the Major had, like... He wasn't blind.
Yeah.
But he had, like, bad eyesight. So when Major came up to you, and you hold him, he'd instantly purr. And then he wouldn't know how close you were, so he'd just headbutt you.
Yeah.
I miss those little furry headbutts.
You're getting all nostalgic here, you're going to start crying.
Yeah. And I hope someone's picked him up.
Yeah, seriously. This is cheerful. Well, like, shit, man. Major.
Well, I could. Like, the thing is, the cats were used to going outside anyway.
Because
we always had the door open, and then they just go out, play, come back in, and Major just decided to go on a mission. He probably has gone to find Jaeger, and then he'll come back with both. But they're at, like, we live in a really nice area, so chances are if anyone sees them, they're probably going to pick them up and keep them, because it's that kind of place. There's just, like, loads of families. Every house there's a family apart from us. We're just we're the weird neighbors, basically.
Oh, I'm waiting for some more Jaeger. Remember Jaeger.
Yeah.
They're slacking today, though. Not as many good memes popping up.
It's because it was a shit show. Mm. But yeah, I guess the only things you can really take away from the show is we're going to be doing bigger prize money for StarCraft 2, Dota 2, good shows coming back, and also we're waiting on if Phase 3 happens. If Phase 3 happens, we're going to an office. If it doesn't happen, we're going to Phase 2. So we're just waiting, really. So it's a waiting game, but we'll keep you entertained, hopefully.
Well, the
until
next
then.
Big thing we're going to be doing, it's of course the LAN of the house.
Oh yeah, we're doing 13th. Is that 2 weeks?
13th of October, right? Now. Yeah, 13th of October, right before Bucharest. So yeah.
So it's
we're going to be releasing more infos, more players.
I mean, our next show is going to be what? We're going to have the good show next Tuesday for sure.
Yeah,
so we're going to be back on track with that. We got to talk to Hellspawn and Newman, make sure they're good to go.
Yeah, I don't
we're
know about this weekend.
Still. We're just not doing a $10,000 Quake tournament.
No.
Yeah.
Because if we do a $10,000 Quake tournament, I have to raise out of my own pocket $10,000 for Quake Live. And I'd rather save it for Reborn, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if any sponsors want to do Quake Live stuff, we're happily, you know, be like, yeah, sure. But we're going to keep doing what we've been doing for Quake.
Anything else?
No, I mean, there's no. That was it.
It's really just an update, people.
I only had like just two pages on my notepad.
Let's just take some questions from chat, if anybody.
Want to take questions from chat?
This is gonna be pages of Reborn, like.
No, okay.
We're not gonna influence it. Shit, son.
Questions from chat. Team Liquid hoodies. We don't have them, and
no,
actually, Team Liquid
those.
Apologized to us at Valencia.
Apollo streams, if you have to follow Apollo on Twitter to know
when
he's streaming.
Chat was way too
another
fast.
Thing about Apollo stream and like Weppa
Rachel
streaming.
Rachel is a tranny.
They're in the good studio like family.
Yeah.
So if you sub for the good studio, you get the sub for
oh,
Apollo.
Oh yeah, if you're a subscriber, you'll be a subscriber for Apollo stream, my stream, Scrifts, Semler's. Trances and then Weppas.
We're putting Weppas on it, right?
I need to get this. Right, okay. Good studio hoodies. Qpad want to make our hoodies. We do mouse pads first, then we'll move on. The good couch at more events. We're actually designing something for DreamHack Winter for Robert Olin and his team, which will incorporate some of what the good couch was, but in a more awesome way, to make sure that DreamHack Winter is more awesome than DreamHack Summer, because it's meant to be the final event and the big finals of the year. So we're going to hopefully be involved with DreamHack Winter in production in some shape or form, in a more official way, but, you know, our stuff. Bruno.
Statman Bruno.
Statman Bruno might be someone that I've offered a place to with a good studio. Who knows? He's funny. Thoughts on 100k Shoot Mania tournament. Riot business model. Throw money. Make sure it happen. Use your lines wisely. Apparently you're in slow mode now. I'm trying to scroll back up because you guys have asked questions up here. Has everyone come on Sing Sing's jacket?
Only Sing Sing.
It's made the rounds.
It's at least three of us.
We have it 1 week each, then we switch.
Pretty much. Website is really I want to do in phase three. We have volunteers to help us on the website. But basically, if phase three happens, I actually need a full-time web guy for multiple websites. And I haven't had time to work with volunteers on that, and so we'll end up doing it in a much more organized way. So nothing's happened yet. It is a Jesus haircut. Website won't be up in 1 month. It will be the end of the year at least.
BLC coverage is coming back.
Yeah, phase four of our plan is actually to become so powerful that we're going to shoot up the Riot HQ. That's exactly right. Phallic superstar.
We're going to do Tony Montana style.
Sundance was pretty okay at DreamHack. He was just like, hey, hi. Yeah, no one really, like, the panel wasn't about asking how many times you fucked up, so he had an enjoyable time. But he was all right. Nice guy.
Did he get it?
The Asus ROG Good Invitationals will mainly be us, by the way, because you have to think it's not something which was planned originally. It's something that's going to happen because of how Asus ROG Summer happened, which was budget friendly. So there might not be budgets to bring over a huge amount of people from around the world. The focus is on providing 8 players a tournament.
Reddit, somebody edited.
Yeah, somebody edited. Nice edit, by the way.
Trans. Let me see.
Well, if James
brings
it up, he can.
Not bad.
Right. So Asus ROG, the extra tournament, is actually just about putting more money into esports and doing something a little extra for Asus ROG. So it's not going to be like we're going to throw something massive. It's still going to be really good. But it will most likely be like Apollo Semler commentating and then me doing stuff. And we might.
Some pros, maybe, potentially.
Yeah. And there'll be 8 pros around to talk with. Yeah. We'll just make a nice tournament mainly for the players, you know, because we want them to have a good time when they're here. Will Two Goods Mum meet In Control's Mum? Potentially, that would be awesome.
Why talk about Destiny? What's all this Destiny talk?
I don't know. He's maybe streaming.
He did some other shit recently.
Apart from somebody getting a hold of his password and tweeting his cock or something.
Yeah, I was on Talk Dota. Sorry, yeah. I was just reading chat. Talk Dota was weird for me because it was like, I thought they would want to have me on to talk about the development of Dota 2 since I work with all the different partners in terms of in one shape, way or shape or form. And they were just asking me questions about my hair and stuff. And I was like, oh. But then we got into some segments, so it was okay. But it felt, yeah. Talk Dota versus The Good Show. Leak a dick pic, please. Too good. I only do video. Oh, his message got deleted. Sorry, hair, bro. James, why were you at that PNT video, bro? What?
I remember the porn video, I think, where they found James's doppelganger. Ah.
Didn't get laid after the international. Not even with Bruno.
Shit.
Does Semler snore? These are some great questions, guys. Semler, do you snore?
Yes, he does. That's I can trance. Hear it through the fucking wall next to my room sometimes.
I love you,
acts like it's the end of the world. No, I'm the not. Wall goes both ways. It's thin both
you
ways.
Fucking snore.
Yeah, you fucking snore.
You fucking snore.
Dude, you also...
Sleeping in your hotel room never again, motherfucker.
Yeah, sure. You did the same, dude. You were snoring as well.
Oh, good question. Any new perks for subscribers? That's something we're be taking into basically subscribers end up turning up to our fucking house anyway.
Yeah.
And then they just hang around Steven and Leper and Fat Camp. So we'll work out what we're going to do more, but basically we hope to,
we will do more for sure.
We're meant to be, especially when the plan is like rather than subscribe off, live off advertisement, we are meant to just make subscribing a really cool feature. So yeah, and Steven isn't even a fucking subscriber, and he stayed at the house.
Oh man,
how long?
I didn't know that. We should have charged him.
Yeah, why the fuck
and
did we let
didn't
him
know? He fucking played League of Legends while he was in the house. The house is tainted.
I know.
It's gone down in value.
I was
value.
Tempted to throw him out. But
from that.
He uninstalled it by the end of his stay.
Yeah,
he said
he
was
he made him.
We converted him to Dota 2, man. We've converted him.
So that was good. It was a good conversion.
One step at a time, guys. One player at a time.
It's like drug addiction.
Steven was really
he's
cool.
He's on step one. He's uninstalled the game.
So, yeah. Steven, Trans actually yelled at him when he heard that. But Steven was really cool and he helped us at the Twitch Lounge in Valencia. Because really when we went off to play Dota 2 in our international top 4 finisher placement tournament of prize money, still better than Mouse Sports, he was looking after the booth. So thank you for that, Steven.
When your brother was sleeping in. Because he was out all night partying. He stepped in as well.
Who did?
Steven.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Yeah.
You know, well,
my brother was out all night, 6 a.m.
Yeah,
with Trans.
We were supposed to start working at 9. Steven worked instead. Because I was there in time.
Usually how it goes, doesn't it? Yeah. Good times.
I don't know why people give us money to do things. It's like, we're already wasted.
It was a good player lunch, though.
Sub invite to the house.
No, Stephen, you can't have a job. Stop asking.
Total Biscuit's opinions on esports. There's too many.
Yeah, a party for subs.
This has just come down to us like staring.
I'll tell you what. If we go to phase three, yeah, and I organize a party in Stockholm, everyone's invited that wants to turn up.
Free drinks for subs?
Phase three is us moving to an office and having three different studios. Which is what we're waiting to happen, so.
Time to end the show.
Yeah. It's better just update you guys where what's happening and where we are. And we're just, I'm just awing at chat right now.
It's pretty cool to see all these people turn up again. I mean, we got up to like 2K on the first show we're back. Not bad. You guys are all badass. But Semler owes me free drinks. From where?
Oh, trust. We're never gonna, even if we have three different studios, we're not going to be professional.
No.
We're going to be more ludicrous.
What?
When we have the ability to do more stupid stuff.
There's a guy saying he lives in Tiro, so can I come visit you because we are 135. What does that even mean?
135?
He's probably at number 135.
I don't think he knows the street.
I don't know.
Well, I'm asking him.
All right.
We don't have any whiskey in the house, sadly.
Semler drank it all.
Yeah.
Faith is okay. The website, face it, they do Quake.
I have no idea where 135 is.
So they used us in their press release. Yeah, I don't know. We're going to consider the winners of Face It for
okay.
A Quake finals. All right. Skyrim poster is here because Furo Da.
Yeah,
but anyways. General idea is come back with regular shows, more tournaments, and then if phase three happens, we're going to bring more content,
yeah.
Different shows,
and new employees,
more people,
and
new employees, bigger, better, and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Work it harder.
So we're probably going to have
a fun meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good shit.
I think we really did a lot today, guys.
Yeah, accomplished.
Apollo, you were particularly good.
What are you drinking?
Light to shine in my element. A good studio.
What are you drinking?
Nothing at the moment.
Disappoint. That's him.
Apollo, you're
this
breaking the table, Apollo.
Yeah, new employees have already been picked. They're actually waiting for phase three. And I've told them, I was like, look, if you want to come over and this happens, we happily have you. And I was like, do you want to cut? They were like, yeah. And then I was like, cool. And then I'm like, you know, but until it happens, just do what you got to do and carry on being awesome. And if it doesn't happen, sucks to be you because we're awesome. But we're just basically the growth will be slower and we'll get to where we want to be anyway. And it'll just take longer.
Mm-hmm.
Right. 2,000 people on stream. Apollo, you should go stream StarCraft 2. You got some viewers.
Ah.
Or Wepaz with his Dota 2. What's your average concurrent, Wepaz?
Like 100 right now.
More like 50.
We need more for
Wepaz. Yeah, guys, you gotta start watching Wepaz play.
It's like 50 when Waga and Draskal and whatever streams, and if there's not really a big one, it's like 100 to 200 maybe.
Okay.
So I have to build my way up slowly.
All right, well, either way, it feels good to be back. So we'll make sure we get set up for the good show on Tuesday, and then we'll start slotting in the arenas. And I'm still going to be really busy because I've still got to finalize everything if we go into phase three. And if it doesn't happen, then I'm just going to cry. So on that note, are you ready to press the button once
yes.
again, Trance?
Say bye.
Bye-bye.
That was cute.
Yeah. Get on, Skosh.
Yeah, we're done.
Bye.
See you next time.
Bye.
Schedule on our Reddit. Sometime soon.
Yo, Dern is...